All right, it's halftime here in Minneapolis. The Bay College Norse taking on Anoka Ramsey today. And in our player spotlight is one of the Twin Cities guys, Lamar Grayson. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
So what's it feel like to be home?
It feels good. It's always good to come back home and play in front of family and friends. So that's good.
So when we're driving into town, you know, you're sitting back there with your boys and in the bus, you know, and you start recognizing streets, you know, hey, I remember this. What was that like, man?
It just felt good. Just to know you're back home. Been away for a little bit. So it just felt good being back in places like you recognize and you know. So that felt good.
Yeah, I mean, and people know you around here, man. We get done eating and your teacher comes out of the restaurant.
Yeah, that was a bit of a surprise. I don't know how that even happened. It was a bit of a coincidence, but I was happy to see my teachers, one of my teachers from high school, so that was good.
She didn't even know we were going to be eating there, right?
No, she didn't know. She was just like, seeing all of us coming out on the bus, and then she texted me. She was like, are you, like, behind Lund's, like, where were you eating at? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, come outside real quick, and happened to take pictures and stuff, so.
Yeah. So who was at the game yesterday from your fam?
I didn't have family there yesterday. My family's coming today to this game. I had four of my high school coaches there. I had, like, the teacher, one of my teachers, she came out and supported. And then I had, like, three of my friends there. Well, actually, four of them.
Well, your coach, he's very proud of you, man. He told me that, you know, we were talking that in the hallway there. And I know you got to have a little one-on-one time with him. That had to be special for you to kind of walk out of the gym with him last night.
Yeah, that felt good because that's where it all started at. I mean, I've been with Coach Omar since, like, sixth grade in, like, Richfield sports, and, like, just around the city and stuff. Coach Omar is always a helpful person, always been there for me, like a second dad for real. That's what I was saying in high school. I'm going to stand on that, and he's a good guy.
So tell our listeners in the UP who don't know much about Minnesota basketball about your high school, and how successful were you guys, and yourself. You had a great career there, bud.
Yeah, we were pretty successful in high school. My first 2 years didn't go as planned, but, like, we always stuck to the plan. We over me, but the team over just one person. Yeah, we had, like, a lot of success in high school. My last 2 years, junior and senior year, we went to state back-to-back, but junior year, we couldn't go to state because of COVID, so we didn't get the chance to do that. But I was happy we went back senior year, and we got to make it all the way to the game before the championship. We happened to lose on the buzzer beater last second by one. So, yeah, that was heartbreaking, just losing with those guys. And, like, that would be the end of it because we all grew up with each other and playing with each other for the longest. So that was the saddest part about it.
Now, these other guys on the Bay team, you know, AK and them boys, so did you play against any of these guys or with any of these guys?
I didn't play AK. He played for Apple Valley, but I did play Dwayne in the playoffs junior year.
How'd that go?
It went good for me, not too good for Dwayne.
So I ask him about that next one when he does his interview?
Yeah, you should ask him about that. Ask him how I went, man.
I will. So how have you adjusted, Lamar, to Escanaba in a small town? It's totally different culture, obviously, than what you know, you had growing up here in Minnesota.
I think I adjusted pretty well. I knew coming to Escanaba there wasn't going to be pretty much nothing that much to do. But I knew, like, I'm coming out here to play basketball, and I need to, like, do what I need to do. So I really didn't take it as coming out here to, like, have that much fun. I knew it was a business trip. I'm not trying to be here for long. I was trying to make a stop and get out to university.
So the other night we're walking around downtown, just going in circles, just walking over here, walk over here. It's like, did you have any idea what Coach Johnson was up to?
I did not. We were just walking in the cold. I was like, man, what does he have off his sleeve? I knew it was something, though, just walking around downtown. It was pretty cold, though, but I actually did not know exactly what he had up his sleeve, but I know he had something planned.
Well, and obviously he had the Timberwolves Lakers game. What was that like for you to be there with your boys?
Yeah, that was a great experience, just to, like, be around, like, the NBA atmosphere and see how it is. I mean, that's all of our dreams. A lot of people dreams is to make it to the NBA, so to just go check a game out, see how they do things, it was pretty good to see.
And LeBron.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's my favorite player ever. I mean, it was a dream come true, really.
Yeah, for real. Okay, so what are you studying here at Bay College on the academic side?
I'm just doing basic studies right now. I don't know what I want to major in yet, so I'm just taking my time with that.
Well, you got to take those eventually anyway. You may as well get them done, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you give your shout-outs. I'm sure there's a few people listening that will want to hear from you.
I just want to say, shout out my coaches for coming out yesterday. That's love. Shout out my guys, and shout out Bay College.
All right, man. Well, thanks for doing this, and let's go get a win today.
Yes, sir.
Okay, more coming up from here in Minneapolis, St. Paul at Anoka-Ramsey, and it will be a 3-minute timeout here on Maverick 106.